Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome back. What can I say, everybody? We figured this could happen this weekend, and it absolutely did. Iowa State has proved everybody wrong, and it's looking like they're the second-best team in the conference. Could be they're the best team in the conference. They just got off to a late start. And had Jacob Park not been there against Texas, who knows, they may very well be undefeated in the Big 12. Even more crazy, they had a chance to beat Iowa this year, and they folded in overtime, so they could be undefeated in general. But anybody ever want to chime in, give your opinions? I'm always on between probably 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Monday mornings talking this Big 12 thing. So when I flip back and forth, because there were so many great games on Saturday between Ohio State, Penn State, and this one, and I'll say this about Ohio State, Penn State. It drove me crazy that it takes 5 hours for them to get one game done. That drives me crazy about Fox. I remember last year when Sumlin and those guys beat UCLA, the game was like 5 hours. This past year when they lost, it's just like these games are just too long, too many commercial breaks, too many TV breaks. I can't complain about that with the Iowa State TCU game. The game was about 3 hours. There was no, there's nothing you could say controversial about it except I saw TCU getting the red zone. I'm like, when I walked into the other room, I said, okay, they're going to score. If not, they're going to come away with three. Especially when Kevontae Turpin came back in the second half and ran straight down the field. And then they just never scored. Like, it just nothing ever happened. And I'm just like, how do y'all not at least get 3 points on the board? Like, so that was weird. But, I mean, it was only weird because it's not what I expected or a lot of people expected. Iowa State's legit. And they are already bowl eligible. So people were wondering, oh, well, will they be the last bowl eligible team? Well, they are bowl eligible. So it's probably going to come down to Texas Tech and Kansas State to see who gets that last bowl bid, because we know the Kansas Jayhawks aren't going anywhere. Wow. Now they're saying Matt Campbell. this is the funny stuff y'all got to remember. They're saying Matt Campbell might go to Tennessee. I don't think Matt Campbell would take the Tennessee or the Florida job, because right now he has a chance to build Iowa State and probably be there for a long time. They can't say that there's higher expectations, because right now he's built the expectations. This is the first time the Hawkeyes have done this in history, period. So he could probably, he's already a young coach. He could probably stay there for the next 20 years and have that stadium named after him. So if I'm Matt Campbell, I don't even acknowledge those other jobs, because you go to Tennessee after year two, they're going to expect you to win a national championship. You go to Florida after year two, they're going to expect you to win a national championship. Jim McElwain went to two SEC championship games. He's had one bad down year. Part of it, they missed a couple games because of a hurricane, and now they already fired him over like something goofy, just goofy controversial comments. It's just like, y'all were looking for a reason to fire him. This is just idiotic to me. It makes no sense. But back to the Big 12, Texas Tech and Oklahoma, about the score that we all predicted. I think everybody thought that Oklahoma would win by two or three touchdowns. Texas Tech would, you know, put some offense on the board, but then Oklahoma would pull away. Is Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat? If he doesn't make a bowl game this year, he probably will, because that's going too many years with not consistent. I said at the beginning of the year, I think Kingsbury has a while to go in Lubbock, but he's got to slowly win by going 7-5, 8-4, 7-5, 8-4, and then, you know, sneak and get one of those 9-3 seasons here and there, and then finally just catch people off guard, like Colorado caught the Pac-12 off guard last year, and, you know, win a Big 12 title. You have that happen every year where a team nobody thinks can win their league, and they just kind of sneak in there and win their league, kind of like Miami is in the ACC right now. So that was what I thought the philosophy would have to be for Kingsbury and Lubbock, is, you know, get consistent bowl games, and then, you know, you get a good class one year, you get all the top teams at home, you get like Oklahoma at home, and you get Texas at home in the same year somehow, and you get road games against, you know, Kansas or Kansas State. Can't say Iowa State anymore, because now they're legit. And you get like three of the toughest games at home. You find a way to steal wins, and then all of a sudden you're Big 12 champions, and everybody looks up and says, wow, this team won the Big 12. That's what I thought the recipe was there in Lubbock for Kingsbury. But right now they're struggling just to get to a bowl game, and I thought by now for sure they would be bowl eligible. So we'll see what happens at the end of the year. But I hope Cliff Kingsbury gets to a bowl game and keeps his job. But it is not looking the brightest right now. Now, I joked about this last week. Kansas versus Kansas State. We all know Kansas State is better than this. I don't know if they played down in their competition, but they only beat Kansas 30-20. However, you never know. Kansas may have played really hard for this. This is a rivalry game, so it may have been their Super Bowl. But when you looked at those stands at Kansas, man, it's just sad. And you wonder where Kansas went wrong. Did they go wrong by jumping the gun on firemen, you know? Is it karma for the way they fired Turner Gill and not giving him four years? Is it the way they let Charlie Weiss go and not giving him four years? You just never know with Kansas and their football. They had a great run there, and they got rid of Mangino over something they probably could have kept in-house, and it probably wouldn't be the greatest, but it would be consistent winning because he found the recipe to win there somehow when nobody else could. That being said, I always believe in giving coaches four years. This will be Betty's third year. Y'all saw what Mike McIntyre did at Colorado last year. He was terrible the first 3 years, and in the fourth year, he actually won the Pac-12 title. It was in the Pac-12 title game, and like the best school record in like a decade. Anything's possible. I don't think that's possible, but anything's possible. So I say if you're fair because of the way you've jumped the gun on other coaches, Kansas Jayhawk administration, you're going to have to go ahead and give the man four years, and just see if he can get y'all to a bowl game somehow next year. Now, if it comes this time next year, I wouldn't be surprised if they fired him midseason, if they're 1-6 or 1-7 or whatever. We got to also remember there's still Bo Pelini out there, there's Tommy Tuberville out there, and there's also Les Miles out there. However, Oregon State is open, and so is UTEP. So it'll be interesting to see where the coaching carousel ends up at the end of the season. It's always a fun part of the season. Now, let's talk about Texas Baylor. All week long, I was listening to Austin Radio, 104.9 The Horn, and Texas fans were paranoid because Baylor, they play relatively well at home. And this very well could have been their first win. The other talk is everybody is scared that they're not going to have Todd Orlando very long. What's amazing to me is that Charlie Strong was supposed to bring a defense, and I like Charlie Strong. However, Todd Orlando is actually having them play defense. If they had last year's offense along with this year's defense, Texas would be scary. I mean, they're shutting down Big 12 teams, like shutting them down. They're not putting up 40 and 50 points on them. They're even holding Oklahoma State to like 13 points and all this crazy stuff. Baylor to 7 points. OU was the only one that really got off on them. So, and they went to double overtime with Kansas State, but Kansas State runs the ball down your throat, you know, which is a smart option. But, I mean, Texas gets out there, what, 38-7? That's a pretty damn good win. I thought they'd only win by like 10 or like a touchdown. But needless to say, they won. I believe that's 4 wins. They have 2 more winnable games on the schedule. So let's see if they can win. I know they have to play West Virginia. They got Kansas at home. That should definitely be a win. And Texas Tech. So they have to find a way to beat Texas Tech and Kansas, or, you know, they won't get to a bowl game. If they get to a bowl game this year, that'll be big, especially if they can finish out the year of the bowl game, win, because they haven't won. Not only have they not went to a bowl game in a couple of years, they haven't won. Charlie Strong's first year there, they didn't even win the bowl game they went to. They got spanked by Arkansas. So, you know, good win for Longhorns and the Longhorn Nation, and obviously Coach Herman, keep it moving in the right direction. West Virginia, Oklahoma State, this game was good. And the only thing I think that really drove me crazy about this game is, like I say before, some of these coaches, I know they had these fast, up-paced offenses. We got to learn how to run the ball. When you don't run that ball, it leads to giving too much time on the clock. Because I believe at one point, Oklahoma State was up on West Virginia probably like 30-10 or something like that. Or it was a pretty good lead. They ended up winning 50-39. But I mean, that last second touchdown, to me, the defense coordinator did a phenomenal job. And if you can run the ball more and break that clock down more, West Virginia doesn't even put up those 39 points. And obviously in the last 2 minutes, they were just throwing it, trying to get in the end zone to make it competitive. But, I mean, that game was really a blowout. That was an easy win for Oklahoma State if you really look at the tail of the tape and look at how they dominated. You know, and it was in West Virginia. So you got to remember, West Virginia's climate is totally different than Stillwater, Oklahoma's climate. So that was a good win by them. That was a really good win by Oklahoma State. And we still have the same damn question every week. Who is the best team in this conference? And we simply don't know. Right now, the way they're playing is Iowa State. As crazy as that sounds, the best team in the conference right now is Iowa State. They beat TCU. They beat Oklahoma. If they beat Oklahoma State at home, Iowa State is no joke. So we got to wait and see. This is going to be really fun in these upcoming weeks, but we got to wait and see. But right now, we would have never thought this 2 weeks ago. We just thought that was an upset, a lucky upset win. But as of right now, Iowa State's the best team in the conference. If they were to replay Texas right now, would Texas win? That's why I'm speechless right now. If they were to replay Texas right now, I don't think that they beat Texas. I really don't. Because, I mean, this new quarterback, what the hell was he doing on the bench all this time? That's what got me, like, with a big question mark over my head. Like, Matt Campbell, you're a great coach. You're doing a great job. I don't know if Jacob Park looked like he was more mature during camp. But to me, this guy should have been in there from day one. They probably would have been undefeated. And that would have been – because they're not like – the thing that I'm saying with Iowa State in these games is, like, they're not, like, just barely getting by. Like, they're beating people up. Like, they're shutting – Kenny Hill down. Like, they're shutting, like, legitimate teams down. And it's not even fun, like, how easily they're shutting teams down. So, I don't know, man. As crazy as it sounds, I think Iowa State's the best team in this conference right now. Like, seriously, the best team in the conference. So, let's do our picks of the week. And, we'll go from there, and we'll see. I mean, now I just can't wait to see what happens. Because everybody, at first it was all about, okay, TCU at Norman, which would still be a big game to see, see if TCU bounced back and beats Oklahoma, but now it doesn't look like it, I mean, the way they were beaten. So let's go. Let's go week 10. Go our picks. Baylor at Kansas. Y'all pick, man. This game is going to go to triple overtime, and Baylor or Kansas, one of the two, are going to win 51-53 or something like that. I'm not even picking a winner in that game. I don't know. That's an even match game. Whoever doesn't want to be the worst in the Big 12. Kansas says, no, you're not getting your first win on me, or Baylor says, yes, we finally get our first win on you. So the funny thing is I actually watched that game because it's the worst versus the worst. Kansas State at Texas Tech. This is basically the it's another hard one to pick. This is basically the teams who's going to get a bowl game, who's not going to get a bowl game. Like, Kansas State and Texas Tech are both on the outside looking in, where it's like either they are going to be amongst Baylor and Kansas or they're not going to be. So that's a hard one. Texas Tech has struggled at home, and I've picked them recently to win games that I thought they would win, and they didn't. And in Kansas State, they can beat anybody on any day. They're not the best team, but they're always a team that beats teams and upsets the best teams in the conference, and that's been happening for 2 decades now. So I got a kind of a question mark over that game, too. I don't think we want to pick that one either, guys. You're going to go to the page and pick that one. I don't know. That's an even match game. Iowa State at West Virginia. This would be a huge win for West Virginia, and it would catch Iowa State off guard. Iowa State's rolling, but right now the way Iowa State's playing, I'm going to, and as bad as West Virginia's defense was, I'm going to go Iowa State wins this game 31-13. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, wow. Wow, what a rivalry game, what a big game. This is like, this game pretty much can determine, now that TCU's lost, who gets to the Big 12 championship game. So this is a really tough one. This one's going to be like 49-47, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma on the road. And you got to remember, it's only like an hour drive from Norman to Stillwater. So it's a really, it's a serious rivalry game. Texas at TCU. TCU, I think, is pretty pissed off. I think they bounce back. Texas looks tough with their defense, but I think TCU is pretty upset. They bounce back, and they win this game 28-14. However, don't be surprised if after that loss, TCU just crumbles and they finish like 7-5, because I've seen that happen before, too. So let's see what ends up happening. And let's see if TCU just bounces right back, or if Texas gets in a rhythm and gets 5 wins and tries to get bowl eligible early. But that's it, guys. That's Big 12 Nation for this week. A couple hard picks this week. I mean, everybody across the board is evenly matched when you look at it. Iowa State at West Virginia. Iowa State's, I think, the better team, but West Virginia will play tough at home. And now that Iowa State has, like number one, like, spot like hanging over them, now people are really going to try and get at them, especially on the road. Oklahoma State, that's going to be a fight to the end. Texas TCU, that's going to be a pretty, you know, even match game. So this is a probably the best week, because it's everybody's even matched. If you're the better team, you're on the road, looking like the top two teams on the road against legitimate contenders. So that's it, man. That's Big 12 Nation for this week. I don't know who the hell wants to win this conference, but we will figure it out. And I'm sure when we come back next week, we'll be talking about how the hell did this team lose this game. So everybody have a good week. I'm out.